Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, one question that people have been asking me is, why is it that you can get a person who is high in neuroticism, that is to say feeling negative feelings strongly, like depression and anxiety, who is left-wing, and indeed there is generally a relationship between neuroticism and being left-wing, but why is it you can also get a person who is high in these traits and is right-wing? What is the difference between these two groups? So I thought I would have a look at that. Now, in terms of neuroticism, what neuroticism is basically it's negative feelings. It's things like depression and anxiety, but also other negative feelings, anger, negative feelings of any kind. Now, you can imagine why when neuroticism interacts with other subsets of neuroticism or with other traits, then you might get a person who is neurotic and left-wing. Particularly, one, if a person is very high in anxiety, in the anxiety element of neuroticism, and particularly in social anxiety, then in a broadly left-wing society, such a person is likely to be high in extrinsic religiousness, to be highly conformist, and therefore to become left-wing. In a right-wing society, probably that same person would be high in conformity and would become right-wing. The second is malicious envy. There was just jealousy. There was a study which found that the largest single motivator of being far left is envy, that you are deeply envious of this is a component of low agreeableness, of you're deeply envious of others. Because remember, all of these big five personality traits are made up of sub-traits, of what you might call aspects. So an aspect of low agreeableness is envy. An aspect rather of neuroticism would be envy. And therefore, if you're high in envy, then that will push you towards the left because you will want what other people have, and this will push you in favour of equality and things like this. Another will be paranoia. If you are extremely paranoid about other people, you'll be extremely paranoid about other people having power over you, and therefore you'll be against all forms of sort of government, and you'll be against any. You'll want to be in power yourself, and therefore you'll be very strongly against anything to do with harm avoidance because it might harm you, and you'll be paranoid about authority, and this might make you in all circumstances, even in left-wing society, extremely left-wing. Finally, if you interact these kinds of feelings with being low in conscientiousness, then you're not particularly interested in order, you're not particularly interested in structure, you're not particularly interested in tradition or anything like that. Those things are not important for you, and therefore your conscientiousness will be overwhelmed by very, very high jealousy or envy or paranoia or whatever, and you will therefore be left-wing. And then finally, aspects of low agreeableness, aspects of selfishness, at least in a left-wing society, seem to be associated, if you're high in neuroticism and you also are Machiavellian, which means you're power hungry, or you develop sort of narcissistic traits. Then these will mean these will interact with the neuroticism and will mean that you're left wing. So these are the reasons why a person could be neurotic and left wing. Now, why could they be neurotic and right wing? Well, first of all, they could be high in conscientiousness, and so that you can imagine a person who is high in anxiety and high in depression, and if that interacts with high conscientiousness, then such a person will deeply hate, profoundly hate and despise change of any kind, and therefore such a person will be likely to be conservative. Secondly, if such a person is low in altruism, so if they're basically high in psychopathic traits, if they're low in empathy, they're high in empathy, they don't really care about or feel the feelings of others, so that they're high in, as it were, autistic traits, then this low empathy will mean that they will be very, very ordered, very, very structured and whatever, and they therefore will hate change, and they will want a society which is unchanging and is structured and ordered, and they will put this very significantly above the feelings of other people and how they feel. Those people's feelings won't really be relevant to them. And finally, if they are high in neuroticism and they are high in depression and anxiety, and they are high in psychopathic traits, then they won't care about the feelings of others. They will basically be low in altruism. They won't care about the feelings of others. Those won't be of concern to them, and they will be attracted to the right because the right will give the world they're psychopathic, and the right will give the world a sense of order, a sense of structure, a sense of something, and it will interact with their desire to offend people and to get on people's nerves and to have risk and danger. And so you can see, therefore, a number of reasons why a person could be high in anxiety and high in depression, but also right-wing, in particular, high conscientiousness, high psychopathic personality, high levels of autism. And finally, then autism itself crosses over with fetishes. And if you have certain fetishes, then your group that is based around these fetishes will be seen as an outsider group, and you may therefore be elevated in status as a member of this marginalised group by the left. And so it may be in your Machiavellian interest to align with the left for your own personal interest, though that would of course imply relatively low agreeableness and selfishness and just being out for yourself. But these are the reasons then why it is you can get a person who is high in neuroticism, high in negative feelings, but who could be either left-wing or right-wing. So, tally-ho.